WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston from New York. We've just learned that Charlie Rangel, longtime congressman from Harlem, has died. He was 94 years old. More details are coming in about the brazen jailbreak in New Orleans more than a week ago. ABC's Trevor Ault in New Orleans.
Surveillance footage shows some of the 10 men who escaped shoving open a door to the jail loading dock. CNN now reporting the inmates used hair clippers and multiple blades to break through their cell walls. Five inmates are still on the run. All of them had been arrested on second-degree murder charges.
King Charles arrives in Ottawa today to open Parliament for Canada tomorrow. The king is head of state there. His visit to show solidarity as President Trump continues suggesting he'd like to make Canada the 51st state. As we wind down Memorial Day weekend, a reminder, it'll be crowded out there. AAA projecting more than 45 million Americans will either be flying or driving the busiest times late this afternoon as people go back home. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. Available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series this Memorial Day at AmFam Field in Milwaukee against the Boston Red Sox. We'll recap the game later tonight. The crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates Sunday at PNC Park. Overall, another good showing from starter Logan Henderson. The win going to reliever Jared Koenig. The Brewers coming back with clutch hits in the eighth, and closer Trevor McGill earned the save in the ninth. Pat Murphy.
McGill, that was remnants of our closers of the past. Last four or five times. We're showing signs. I mean, didn't have to win this game the way it was going. Four hits and three in the first, and then looking behind us, and we've seen this a bunch this year. It was really just like sick to my stomach. And then bam, 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 you know, you just knew those guys. I mean, and they're all behind in the count and still battling with, I think every hit was with two strikes or nearly every hit. And the Pirates are playing as good a baseball as they've played all year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's
wrong
obsessed
with, her?
With a man in uniform.
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? What? Hi,
Catherine.
Come on there. What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're
sure.
here.
Yeah.
The truck's here. Bring the kids.
Truck, yeah. The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy.
Yeah. Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Now, I've seen a lot in my time in Congress. I've seen my fair share of bad bills. But this takes the cake. This is not policy. This is theft. It is a direct transfer of wealth from the working and middle class to the ultra wealthy. And it's being done on purpose and under the cover of night.
Thank you, Jim McGovern. When you do all things that you're super proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I was promised in the jingle that things would be better. And I
raised by
she
a
better
wild
deliver.
Pack of Jews. Here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Come stick with your baby for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here. Dana's here.
We do a little interpretive dance to each other for your jingle.
We have to. It's the only joy we can find.
Right. Don't let them take your joy. You retweeted Don Jr., who said, what I want to know is, how did Dr. Jill Biden miss stage 5 metastatic cancer? Or is this yet another cover-up? And you just said, other than Mary, as far as I can see, this entire family is just cruel and broken, and in this case, painfully dumb. We just did a story about him saying, oh, yes, of course, I'll probably run for president one day. I'm like, oh, my God. Right?
At this point, and I really cannot stress this enough, it's all distraction. Ignore him. Ignore the things that do not matter right now. The Gulf of Mexico, which will always be. It was born that way. We're not changing its name. Come on. It was that way at birth. You know, we can't do that. So all of these things, all of these, oh, you know, Trump 2028, ignore them. Like, I understand he may believe some of this. There are more pressing things for us to focus on right now, like this bill. And when I say, if you've never done anything like calling a senator, now is the time to do it. Call your senator. Please, where, this bill is horrifying.
What? Where's the CNN, the mainstream media, Jake Tapper? If they were reporting on what was in this bill instead of
exactly.
Joe Biden old, and as we were saying all week, Dana, the fact that Joe Biden got cancer, you think, oh, will they ease up on him for a second? Oh, no, it'll be an opportunity to be even more awful to Joe
Absolutely.
Biden, right?
And you know all of us are thinking, if this doesn't go well and he goes before the other guy, I'm going to be very pissed. I'm just saying it.
And also, Jody and I have been talking all morning, Dana. There's always another story here. Just before Biden's 2024 State of the Union address, a number of network anchors were invited to the White House for an off-the-record briefing. As the speech was to be centered around the economy, CNN's Aaron Burnett was picked over Jake Tapper. According to two people, Tapper had a meltdown, called numerous people in the White House to vent his anger. He was raging. I'm Jake Tapper. This is my network, according to one person on the receiving end of one of Tapper's calls. I mean, you know, and then this other part, right? now that CNN is pimping Jake Tapper's book nonstop, we learned that Tapper was big mad at the Bidens because as Beau was dying, Tapper called Hunter and wanted exclusive right to Beau's death story. Hunter told Tapper to F off, and Tapper started his revenge. Did he volunteer and insist on moderating the Biden-Trump debate because he was so angry? CNN, if you're going to pimp the book, you need to come clean because this will all come out. I mean,
wow.
that seems like a conflict of interest, yeah. Him moderating this debate and not fact-checking Trump at all while he's writing a Biden hit piece.
I mean, I tell you what, if that's the facts that are coming out, I don't disagree. And if there's someone writing a book about him writing a book, let's do it. I mean, at this point, I hate that it's coming out, the timing that it's doing it. And if it's intentional, it sounds like it's intentional if what you just said is true. And that means there's so many more disgusting people in media than I knew. And listen, I've never been like a huge fan of Jake Tapper, but this one also, I didn't know he was this guy.
Yeah.
And now he's showing himself as this guy.
I never thought Nicole Wallace would be my only safe space in the world.
No kidding.
She's fantastic. Part of it's my schedule. I mean, I love Rachel and, Lawrence and everybody else. I'm just not up that late. But, that's why I keep saying you got to support independent journalists like Daily Beans and, the new Politics Bar, our show, Bob Seska, all of it. Because I felt like this was the week I just was done with corporate media, except for my Nicole, as I call her.
Does she know that?
Yeah. Don't, because it'll creep her out. Okay. But yeah, Jeff said they're giving airtime to promote their odious book. To her credit, Mika started trying to get Tapper to say that Biden was an effective president. Not my job, he says. Next, they speculated about his cancer. Everything wrong with political journalism is in this moment, including Joe Scarborough apologizing to Jake Tapper for defending Joe Biden. I'm like, oh, my God, have some balls. There was no cover up other than Biden normal aging. Like, we were just saying, Jody and I were at that fundraiser here.
Absolutely.
The guy was sick and had a bad debate and he was 80. I mean, that's it.
Absolutely.
That's the whole story.
And stop with the whole, you don't just show up with stage 4 cancer. Yes, you do.
You do.
Millions of people are diagnosed with stage 4 cancers. They just are. Friends I've had that we have lost, stage 4 colorectal cancer, it goes undetected. So don't pretend that this is another cover-up. It could absolutely be that this came to and no one caught it before, even if there was doctor's appointments, even if he was getting checked every year.
Yeah. Well, we were saying, and, maybe that's what needs to change, that they don't screen men over 70. I was saying, they don't recommend, mammograms, sometimes pap smears for women over a certain age. We were just saying, this is particularly...
Wait, really? So they're just like, well, they had a good run. I mean, if they get it now, let's not
now
waste our money on this?
Paps are recommended every 5 years.
Right
now.
Right. Well, we were saying this particularly personal because our beloved Randy Rhodes announced this week she's battling lung cancer, and she already beat...
Oh, man, I did not know. I'm so sorry. Sending my love to Randy.
Yeah, she already beat breast cancer, but she was saying her doctor didn't screen, and she'd been a smoker. I mean, she quit four years ago, but the fact she had a history of cancer and had been a smoker... They didn't screen. So, the part of this, too, it's like is the larger discussion about our healthcare system, right?
Yeah. And the initial, social media or tweet or whatever it was from Trump, we know he didn't write it. It was compassionate. There was empathy. There wasn't capitalized words. Everything was spelled correctly. The grammar was there. And then, of course, Don Jr., Cokehead, comes out. And then you see the truth of the family. You see the truth of what is underlying. And almost all of them that I've ever seen, except Mary, they are broken.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in this scene in the Oval Office, I mean, don't you run out of words? Someone that talks about this all the time, don't you run out of words to just talk about what a horrifying, stomach-churning embarrassment he is? I mean, it's just in front of the entire world. David said, Trump's ambush of South Africa's president was another shameful day in U.S. history. There is no white genocide happening, and Trump's insistence on that lie reveals so much about his bias. He's just such a deep, just vitriolic, lifelong racist, period.
Oh, my God. On television going, the white farmers, there's only white farmers. The white farmers are the ones that are dying. And the president was like, that's not true. It is true. Oh, there's only white farmers. And then he just stopped listening. He just stopped responding, I should say. The president, he was fixing his cuffs, and he's like, I'm not going to reach this guy, and I'm not going to turn into what he wants me to turn into.
Yeah.
He's goading these people, hoping that they respond, and the response was, I'm sorry, I don't have a plane to give you. It was such a good, beautiful shade. And then they moved on. I just,
it's
disgusting. It's embarrassing.
And he's how embarrassing this, like, you know, conspiracy theory movie, dim the lights. I'm just like, oh my God. I nobody's gonna, why would anyone come to the White House anymore? It's just, and I was saying just the,
Melania's not there, so we know there's not many people coming to the White House.
And I'm so tired of whether it's Bill Maher or whoever saying, oh, MAGA's not, they're not racist. Give me a break. I mean, I go to, you know, I can't stomach all of this and Fox News on top of it, but I do go over to foxnews.com to see, you know, and I thought, like, yesterday there was, and we feel bad when anybody is murdered.
Absolutely.
I realized, like, what the template is. It was a very pretty blonde white college girl that was, of course, shot by a black guy. And I thought, of course, this would be on Fox 24/7. You know, they pick and choose what
they
cover. Of
course they
do. To you know, gin up their racist base.
That's the thing. If you look at all of the people that, whether it's Keg Seth, whether it's, you know, Tucker Carlson, all these people that have Russian ties, of course they want to start a race war. Putin wants a race war. All roads lead back to him. So it's not surprising that these are the stories that they're airing. They're being instructed to, and they have sold their souls to the devil. That's all this is.
Yeah. Lincoln Project said, why are the Doge records? Why are the records being kept secret? Wasn't the whole point of Doge to expose the waste, fraud, and abuse to the American public? I mean, every single thing is a scam, right? To put, and there he's in the Oval Office. You know, where do you think he gets these white genocide conspiracy theories from? Elon Musk. Right?
Absolutely. And you know what? You want to talk about waste, fraud, and abuse? Waste? Don't fire transgender military people. Do you know how many billions of dollars it's going to take to retrain people? You know, I met the person, her name is Jo Ellis, and she's an incredible transgender soldier, but she's the one they smeared during that helicopter accident in D.C. They said she was flying the helicopter. And when I met her, I was like, you look really good for a dead girl. She's got a great sense of humor. She's fantastic. But if they get rid of her, Carl Youngkin in Virginia, if they get rid of her, it's $1 million training for that one person. One person.
Yeah. Okay. Just to sum up, Kathy says the gilded office meeting further proves that he is out of control. He is having political opponents arrested. He's accepting planes for personal use. CDC and the NIH are muzzled. New COVID vaccine policy based on what? Not evidence and certainly not science. Kidnapping, disregard for laws, disregard for the Constitution, grifting all chips to countries that harbor terrorists because they bought millions of his meme coins. We will not survive till 2026. Doesn't it feel like that? I'm like, how?
I mean, there's definitely some days
gonna,
it does, but we cannot. And I know I'm just, you know, and I'm not being Pollyannish. That's what they want from us. They want us to be exhausted. They want us to give up. And yes, some days it feels like that, but we cannot let them take our joy. We cannot, like, the people right now are protesting and they're fired up and the coalitions are building, because if it's not going to come from Washington, D.C., it's going to come from us. This No Kings rally that's going to be on his birthday is going to be massive. You're going to see numbers in this, and you're going to see numbers you've never seen before. Like, it's, I'm
telling you,
we
have a king
because
Prince Don Jr. is going to be next, as you know.
Don't say that.
Just real quick, this is why it's courage is so important now. This is why you don't not only have Jake Tapper on Joe Scarborough to plug his stupid book, but you don't apologize to him for defending Joe Biden. Marty says, Target CEO Brian Cornell thought he was playing the game. He donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration, axed Target's DEI programs, figured the MAGA morons would make him a hero, start shopping at Target. Instead, he got boycotts, sales dropped off a cliff, so he watched his salary fall by 45% since last year alone. For comparison, his compensation fell from $77 million to $9.9 million last year. That's still a ton of money a year for anybody. Your cowardice is not going to be rewarded, Dana.
Not at all. The leopards are going to eat your face.
Yes, yes. Oh, this is why we have a hero pardon.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Barry Diller, come on down. Media mogul Barry Diller says he does not plan to work with law firms that have brokered settlements with Donald Trump. He said the worst that could happen to them under the administration was doing is that they could lose a little business. I would never employ one of those law firms that did that, that essentially folded under these circumstances. That's what Glenn Kirshner always says. Why do you want to hire cowards?
Absolutely.
They're going to stand up for you in court, right?
I mean, there are several high-profile lawyers that were at the conference I was at last weekend, and they are disgusted by the law firms that are bending a knee to him, because that's exactly it. Why would we want to work with you?
Yeah.
You have no spine, and you're not practicing the rule of law.
Yeah, and Barry Diller went on to say, politicizing the FCC is a crime. It's simply a crime saying that broadcasters or people whose licenses the FCC holds should be subject to political determination. We say it every day. Cowardice is contagious, and so is courage. So
indeed,
choose courage.
You get to pick. You get to choose.
Yep. 19 minutes after the hour. Things are better. I'm going to say the jingle's correct. Okay. This portion of the... Everything's Better with Dana Show is brought to you by Home Title Lock. Jody has it. I have it. Do it. Just saying. It's like you need something else to worry about right now, right? Am I right? The FBI calls it house stealing. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? Whoop. Right? Just like with a slide whistle. When was the last time you checked your home title is my point. If you're like me, the answer is, huh? That's what scammers are counting on. Their million-dollar triple lock protection gets you. Here's what you get. 24/7 monitoring of your property. Urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud happens, they spend up to $1 million to fix it and restore your title at no additional charge. Here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you have already been a victim and access your personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. That's HomeTitleLock.com. The code is Stephanie250 at Home Title Lock.
The whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 billion. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance. V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day. Yeah.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
Give me a D.
No. Wait. Right. You didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? right? You didn't actually take.
Well, no one told me I was supposed to.
Oh, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey! Out of bed!
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Fellas, thanks for checking out our membership meeting for the Unstoppable Iota Gamma Kappa Fraternity. Candidates will be notified around this semester. Peace, peace. Have a good day.
Yo, can you believe that white boy showed up?
Who, Justin?
Yeah.
I mean, he seems pretty cool. He's doing a lot of work in the community. He gets decent grades. Oh, yeah, I played ball with him the other day. Old boy got a mean crossover.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. White people think that just because they can rap or hoop or something, they could be one of us. Now, what would happen if one of us went across campus and tried to join one of their fraternities? Tell you what, it'll be a cold day and you know where before I let a white boy into this frat. You feel me?
Nah, Trey. I don't feel you.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Let me through, please.
Stephanie Miller.
This is way out of hand, like I'm so sure. What do you mean? Check the guest list again, Mr. Bouncerhead Muscle Man.
Stephanie Miller.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Mr. Bouncer. Hi. Okay. Dana Goldberg.
Hey, girls.
Me.
Good morning.
It's a girls' club this week. Yay! Daily Yay. Beans also
and
a girls' club.
More testosterone in the basement than when the boys are here. Strange.
It's right now, right? Okay.
Actually, Chris has a lot of testosterone for a game.
Yeah. Okay. Cutter Force One, Chris Titus, who I love, says, Cutter Force One, this corrupt rapist criminal just took a jet from a country that funds terrorism. We are a worldwide joke. It's just days like yesterday, Dana. Just because it all happened simultaneously. Him taking the $400 million bribe jet on top of, you know, the meme coin dinner with these rich people and the cutting our Medicaid and Medicare in the middle of the night. It's just one day.
It's also mind-blowing to me that they believe that these countries that fund terrorism wouldn't just one day turn on the United States. They're giving him a plane that he flies in, and I know they're going to check it, and they're going to make sure everything's okay, but really, is that the safest thing to do with the President of the United States?
And another $1 billion of our taxpayer money
yep,
for that.
Absolutely.
We don't have money for food for kids.
Yeah, right. Come on, Doge.
God. Marie in Atlanta, you're on with Dana. Hello, Marie.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Hey, and hey, Bella with a Z.
Hi.
I called because, you know, I was assessing the Oval Office video of the president of South Africa, the only reason I could think of that Trump would have wanted to have shown those videos is to be able to create footage that would call into question whether the president of South Africa is paying attention to his own country.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning Trump would use that footage either against the South African president in his next election or to destabilize his government.
Yeah.
So interesting.
It's more serious than it looks.
But I mean, we're already hearing these stories that world leaders, of course, are going, wait, I mean, that used to be like the gold standard to get an Oval Office meeting with the president of the United States. Now they're like, you know, no way. I'm not coming to get, you know, humiliated on his reality show in front of the press, you know.
Get videos of me edited by whatever they want them to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I agree with you. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Is that Nita in Ohio? You're on with Dana. Hi, Nita.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I am so annoyed, and this is a disgrace that our government is letting Donald Trump bring this damn used Saudi airplane over here. I mean, Qatar plane over into the United States to get retrofitted as Air Force One. That man is putting down our craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
We have planes ready for him to get his ass on already. And it's going to cost all that money. We could give that money to who? All the funds that we need here in the United States for the people.
That's right.
What is wrong with these people? They got to make Donald Trump understand he is no more than a government employee, and we do not let government employees go for any kind of luxury hotels when they go out to stay or for business or anything like that.
Yep, yep, so, absolutely, absolutely. Got that out of her craw. Don't you love in the year of our Lord 2025 when someone starts a sentence with, I am so annoyed with, and you have to just wait, which thing?
I love that caller.
Which thing?
I'm telling you.
Which thing that we're all...
Reality show chaos. I bet you anything Trump is going to pitch Pimp My Plane to like Bravo and see if they pick it up.
More Dana Goldberg.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council. If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. Next, he tells the waitress she can be his backup singer. Greg asks his buddy if he met his backup singer. He takes another shot and realizes he's not sitting with his buddy. Then he spends an hour searching for the perfect song in the food menu. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. He explains to everyone that he can't read gobbledygook. Greg decides to freestyle rap. He keeps repeating the line, "I don't read no gobbledygook, boy." The power is cut, and Greg offers to sign autographs out back.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well... Whew.
Go ahead. Say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh, my. I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
If your children were drinking water in Santa Ana, Mr. Zeldin, maybe you wouldn't be so cavalier about whether there was lead in their water. Maybe you would give a damn instead of coming in here and suggesting that any grant that takes lead out of the water must be waste, fraud, or abuse because
the gentleman's
you need,
time has expired.
Because you need the money for a tax cut for rich people because you're totally beholden to the oil industry. You could give a rat's ass about how much cancer your agency causes.
That's my senator. Go on, sure Senator Schiff. Go on. Yeah, we were saying, Dana, just these hearings this week, from Kristi Noem not knowing what habeas corpus is to Bobby Kennedy's just nonsense. Brandon said, if our government wasn't a complete rigged dumpster fire of an organized crime syndicate, every single cabinet pick would have been fired by now, every single one. And to be real, they wouldn't have been confirmed in the first place.
100%.
Into the alternate universe, right? Where
an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. I cannot believe we are here. I know we're angry. I know all of that. And also, it's an embarrassment. We are one of the most beautiful, powerful countries in the world. I love that I was born in the United States. I love that I live here. I am embarrassed by this government. And everyone should be. Whether you voted for him or not, this should be embarrassing to you.
Well, also, we can't say it enough. This one, Brian, another reminder, we have no actual trade deals signed at all with any country in terms of trade, not a single one. They promised 90 deals in 90 days, and yet for the entire time in office so far, we have no deals signed. We had an announced agreement with the UK, but it wasn't an official deal. It was an agreement on a framework, and the deal isn't even officially signed yet. And by the way, we have a surplus with them. Like, they aren't even, I mean, okay. Zero. That's the number of trade deals Trump has signed so far. I mean,
not surprising, because they don't have a plan. All of these tariffs and this strategy were brought up by a guy named Pete Navarro, who used his own name as an anagram as a source in a book that Jared Kushner found on Amazon. But I mean, you would think I made that up, and it was like a Mad Lib of like just put in a noun and a verb and someone's name. That's how we got our tariff plan. It's absurd. Yeah. No one knows what they're doing.
And speaking of, you know, voting against your self-interest in this bill that passed, you know, this one. Farmers say goodbye to your soybean crops as Brazil's exports of soybeans to China hits an all-time record. China says they don't need American soybeans. I mean, he's already lost the trade war. He just doesn't realize it, right?
Absolutely. Art of the deal. And China's like, we actually don't need those, so go ahead and you're not going to get anything from us. It keeps happening, especially with China.
Yeah.
They keep pressuring him, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
That's it. No.
And by the way, once again, we all come full circle, Dana, too. This is all about him and him making deals for himself, not for the American people. I mentioned this yesterday, but Kelly says Vietnam offering to drop tariff to zero wasn't enough. So the Trump family gets a deal to build a $1.5 billion resort, and Musk gets a Starlink deal. Expect a tariff announcement soon. He is bribing and extorting other countries for his own personal gain. That's how the tariff thing is working as well.
I am surprised that no Republicans, I know they're afraid of him, I know they're afraid of retribution, that no Republicans are standing up to him, even if it makes them get primaried. It is shocking to me because they're going to get primaried anyway. These cuts on Medicaid, this bill goes through the Senate. Like, do you know how many people in red states are going to be hurt by this big, beautiful bill?
Yeah.
I don't think they understand the wrath that is coming toward them.
Yeah, absolutely. Tiffany in Atlanta, you're on with Dana. Hi, Tiff.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Like I told your assistant, the him getting that plane,
yeah,
he's greedy. He's going to do that. But it's a national security threat.
Exactly. Thank you.
We don't know if that plane is full of bugs, which I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Because the Saudis are not stupid. And also, the Republicans are not going to hold him accountable because they sold out. So if we don't do anything during the midterms, it's over for this country. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. And I'm so sad.
And on top of cutting your Medicare and Medicaid last night, Tiffany, it's going to cost us $1 billion to make this into Air Force One.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we've got to have our hackles up around the midterms. We just had a seat in New York that Trump won by 50 points, flipped to a Democrat. Yeah. New York 22, I believe it is.
Yeah.
People are done.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you, we got to watch the midterms and make sure that this is as a secure election as possible, because if it looks like what it is now, they are going to lose their asses in the midterms.
No, absolutely. And the press, once again, I don't know why this is just the week I finally, except for my Nicole, I gave up on mainstream media.
Now?
Ryan said, every White House briefing now, Trump wears a lobster as a hat. Reporter, is there a reason you're wearing a lobster as a hat? Trump, first of all, you're fake news. I never heard of any lobster. No one told me. Biden was a disaster for lobsters, not me. Some say I'm the father of lobsters, but I don't know anything about a lobster hat. That's... I mean, these briefings are just insane, right? That's all he does.
The comedy writes themselves. That was a terrific, whether that was a tweet or a truth or whatever it was, or the blue sky that went out. It's true.
Yeah. Jody, who said your role is not to secure convictions at all costs, nor to satisfy public clamor, nor to advance political agendas. Your allegiance is to the impartial application of the law, to the pursuit of truth, and to the upholding of due process for all.
Quincy.
No, that was a good guess, though. No, that was the judge dressing down Alita Haba.
There you go.
Nice.
Bless you. Thank you. I mean, Dana, we keep saying, hopefully when we'll talk to Glenn Kirshner tomorrow, but we're winning in court after court after court. I mean, but the other thing they slipped in this bill is, officials don't have to comply with court orders. I mean, I don't know if people get they're destroying the rule of law in the middle of the night and all of your benefits.
I mean, this bill is so disgustingly corrupt that I'm just praying that there's enough senators that are like, absolutely not. But I don't know at this point. That's why I think everyone who can and wants to do something, call your senator.
Well, I think it's always a given that Chris is wrong. And it can't be said enough, particularly when he's not here. But no, I mean, even he, he's always the naysayer. He's like, oh, I don't think this, cutter jet thing is going to happen, because everybody hates it. Republicans, right. MAGA. And I'm like, oh, no. This is Trump 2.0. There are no guardrails. No one is going to stop him from doing anything.
Nope.
And here we are, right?
Yeah, it is actually unbelievable. Like, I get keeping him out of prison. That's what he wanted to do, and he gave a lot of favors for that. But now to make this much money off of the presidency and all of, destroying our democracy, why are they letting him do that? Fine, keep the criminal out of prison. That's what you wanted to do. Hopefully the statutes of limitations don't expire when he's out of office. If he leaves, we'll be able to do this again. I am shocked that no one is stopping this on the Republican side. I really am, and I know people are like, really, Dana, are you shocked? I am shocked that none of them are doing anything.
And because he's the Veruca Salt of presidents, who knows if they're even going to make it secure enough? He's going to be like, I want it now. I want the shiny toy. Because we're saying if they did it properly, it would take years. He wouldn't even be able to use it.
I tell you what, and I know a lot of people believe the same thing. That's on you, dude. If you want to rush this and something goes wrong.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Leo in South Carolina, you're on with Dana. Hi, Leo.
Good morning. First off, I wanted to say that we need to really stop talking about the Joe Biden cancer, because I have it in good faith that Joe Biden is 6'3 and 215 and in perfect health. Healthy as a horse, I would say. And two,
that's snark.
We're talking about court cases. I'm a law enforcement officer in the state of South Carolina, and we got a warning today, which was proposed to me as a bad thing, but good for the American public, as I see it. It's regarding use of force.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I wanted to tie this into Representative McIver's pending charge.
Yes.
So allegedly she shoved an officer.
I saw the tape.
Which,
she didn't shove it. She was in the middle of this scrum. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, Leo.
So that is my point. First off, if she is vacating the premises as she was told to do, if as we are escorting her off, and is either one, the mob pushes her and she braces herself, or two, I've heard an interpretation of an officer shoved her.
Yeah.
I want people. I've already done it this morning, and I'm on the job as we speak.
I've called her office and I've called Hakeem Jeffries' office. Call everyone you know and tell them, go ahead and start filing charges against, I don't know if it's ICE. I'm not federal. I'm state or I'm state and local level. That looks to me like excessive force.
Yeah. I mean, you raise a good point. They could actually be the ones at fault. And by the way, it's her job oversight. When they talk about, you know, them, Dana, them storming the ice, like storming, that's her job is to do oversight.
I want to give this caller, like, my utmost respect. This is a perfect example of not all cops. Thank you for using your voice and coming on to the show and actually speaking out. Please be safe in South Carolina, and thank you for your service.
Yeah.
That is a big deal that this person just called in as an officer on duty and said, this is not right. In fact, it's the other way around. I mean, there should be the utmost respect for that call just now.
And by the way, I mean, I thought my head was going to explode. I saw Tom Homan on TV talking about this case going, well, we take, you know, assault of police officers very seriously.
Seriously? Don't.
Like, you're going, I mean, we're going to try to get Harry Dunn on tomorrow. Really?
Yeah, cue the video.
Pardoned all the, you know, cop beaters on January 6th and paid their the terrorist family off. Like, give me an effing break. Like,
that's
every time they say
something like that. No, we've got to combat that. Every time they say something like that, cue the video, watch the January 6th. I mean, it's such BS. We have to stop in those moments and call it out in real time.
And by the way, that was another, I don't know, I think that was on MSNBC. Another moment. Did the journalist say that? Like, oh, really? Because January 6th, like, nope. They just let them get away with these talking points that we care about the police, right? Ron in Sacramento, you're on with Dana.
Hi, good morning, Mama. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
And what I wanted to say,
well, beep, beep
Dana
to you
said
too.
Something. Oh, well, thank you. Dana said something, and she was spot on, and she was talking about how Trump is trying to start a race war.
Yeah.
And when she said that, I thought about it. That was Charles Manson's dream.
Yeah.
What was Manson? Manson was a cult leader. What did Manson do? He sent his followers out to kill people. That's what Trump's doing with Hobag, Rubio, Bondi, Kennedy. They're trying to kill people. And Dana, that was a brilliant analogy that you said, and I appreciate it.
Always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Damon Goldberg makes everything better.
I'm not always right. I get a lot of angry emails telling me to stop doing other things. So when someone's like, Dana said something, I'm like, oh, no. But thank you very much.
No, it's just what he's right. We've been talking about these people that were shot in D.C. And again, like nobody wants, I can't, but I literally throw up in my mouth a little bit whenever Trump puts out one of those statements that he didn't write. You know, there's no place for hate or violence, you know. Yes, there is. This is Trump's America. You incite hate and violence every single day. And so then, you know, this is him trying to pretend he's not anti-Semitic, right? When he could give a rat's ass about anti-Semitism.
I will say this right now, no matter what you think about the Middle East and what you think what's going on over there, because I know there's an argument about this and what's happening in Palestine and Gaza and also in Israel. He is doing the Jewish people no favors when he's talking about building the Middle East and the Riviera of the Middle East, because it dehumanizes the people that are dying over there, no matter how you feel about it. So if he really cares about the Israeli people, stop making this about a business deal on the Gaza Strip, because you are making it more dangerous for Jewish people in this country when you do it every single time.
I tried to tell the Genocide Joe voters is you are going to cause the complete genocide of the Palestinian people. And that's what's happening now. Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, it just, and I keep saying, where are the Genocide Dawn protesters? Where'd they go?
Right. It got real quiet. Yeah, because I told them, all these people that are protesting on the college campuses, if you want to maintain your right to do this, you are voting for the wrong person.
Yeah.
You need to vote the other way.
The guy that, which I can't remember now, which person, have you seen, like, every time video comes out, it proves they're lying. They were talking about, it was, I can't remember if it's the guy that wrote the op-ed or the student they deported, but it shows the tape of him talking with and laughing with the ICE agents and, you know, waiting for his lawyer to talk. And, they tried to say he resisted and this and that. And here comes the tape. You know, no such thing.
Right.
He's cooperating completely, calm, you know.
That's why I love that call from the officer. I want to see the tape. I want to see if she was pushed. I want to see if one of the officers pushed her first, if there was excessive force. We have to push back about all of this stuff. We can't just take their word anymore.
Yeah.
Their word means nothing.
Yep. All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my pals, It's my workout pals, Native Path Collagen and Native Path Hydrate.
Sweet!
Get the Hydrate product. Fantastic amino acids, electrolytes, goes right in my bike water bottle every Saturday. And Native Path Collagen goes in my coffee every morning. Why? Because I'm anticipating when I am 50 at some point. Couldn't you have had your mother, Carol Burnett, reaffirm that I am presently 43?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying I may experience joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails when I get over 50. Because did you know you lose over 50% of your collagen, Jody? Did you know that?
I know that because I'm 58.
Really?
Mm. I'm an old lady.
Wow, are you old? Okay, well, you better check into this. It's not another generic supplement. It's a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that is helping men and women's significantly strengthen bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles, sagging skin, boost hair fullness, reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance. All the things. All the good things. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 45% off only for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging. Go now to GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Not bad. Like Frisbee golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else, but that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back as the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF protects your right to think for yourself whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more, become a member, or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Animal enthusiasts, registration is open for Camp Paw Print Summer Break at Dane County Humane Society. Kids ages 7 to 12 enjoy animal interactions, lessons with experts, service projects, art projects, and more. Visit giveshelter.org/camp for details. And now, Dane County Humane Society has a camp for ages 12 to 14. Camp Wildside is a nature and wildlife camp, bird and plant identification, monitoring nests, wildlife games, service, art projects, and more. Details at giveshelter.org/wildside.
This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery and the gummies that I get Baby Bella here. In place of concert tickets, I put little CBD gummies all the way into the studio.
Yay!
It's Memorial Day. It's not just about barbecue. Hey, CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale right now. Save up to 40% site-wide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready. Natural solutions for better sleep, stress, pain after exercise. My relief stick, I use it every week after my bike ride. There's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery, I'm telling you, is it's the source we trust. Do it! And they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, even pain after exercise. CBD for pets. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Now's your chance to stock up and save during the Memorial Day sale. 40% off. The code is VIP at cbdistillery.com. Type in VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. 55 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg is here. Dana, this story gives me hope that A, there is a God, maybe B, there is hope for us, as the new Pope appears to hate J.D. Vance as much as the old Pope that he killed. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
The internet thinks Pope, I like to call him Pope Bob from Chicago, but Pope Leo appeared to give Vice President J.D. Vance the cold shoulder after his inaugural mass in Rome. Somebody commented that shrug by the Pope at the end was a ward-off evil shrug. You can tell the Pope was relieved when that interaction ended, someone else posted. If J.D. Vance has zero protocol, he tried to touch the Pope like he was his bro. Zero manners. Ugh. And then one last one. Leo shooed J.D. Vance and his wife away with a single hand gesture telling them to move along. He did. He did a little, you know, well, yeah.
Shoot. That. Be yeah. gone.
Yeah. Which primarily, Dana, tells me that my immortal friend, Jill Sobule, let's relive
protecting
last
us.
Time she was in studio with
J.D.
Vance.
The smallest puppy is a run. Some people needing heart surgery get a shun. Sometimes a baseball they bunt. The host of camera was Alan Bunt. I'll tell you something else is true. If you allow me to be real blunt, get ready. J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is a... The lowly worker is a grunt. You might say tally-ho when you're on a fox hunt. Sometimes in football they punt. The new Mary Poppins was Emily Blunt. Another thing to add to the list, it's a truth you must confront. A douche could be the new VP. J.D. Vance. From top to bottom and back and front. J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, everyone. J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is a...
From March. Jill Sobule.
That's the first time I've heard Jill's voice since she passed.
Oh, honey. Oh, sorry to do that to you.
That got me. We miss her. She's brilliant. She's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
JillSobule.com. She was so proud of it. She had two... The Seventh Grade and her other album coming out. So, and you can pre-order now if you go to JillSobule.com. Also, there are a number of Jillith fairs, which is fantastic. There's one here in L.A. July 1st, and they're around the country. So,
yeah.
And I know I'm so sad you won't be at mine because it's...
I'm very
sad. Debbie
I'm
Boone,
be out of
and
town.
We have Mark Hamill, and I'm trying to get Stephen Stills and Lily Tomlin and, you know, all the people that loved Jill and loved her brilliance. But so there's... celebrations, as you know, all over the country. They just had somebody called in yesterday about Denver's, where, you know, her hometown. So
it's extraordinary how many lives that woman touched and how respected she was in the singer-songwriter community and abroad. And we miss you, Jill, and we love you.
Aw, we love you, Dana Goldberg. DG Comedy, follow her on all the socials.
A Nooch welcome to Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump at Arlington.
Honor God, charging soul.
The president, the vice president, and the secretary of defense have all arrived at Arlington National Cemetery on this Memorial Day. They're laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Russia launching its biggest drone attack yet against Ukraine overnight. It's part of an escalating bombing campaign that has further dashed hopes for a breakthrough in the three-year-old war. Search continues for the man who got out of a New Orleans jail last week.
This is Jim Ryan. Five of the 10 original escapees are still loose, and Rafael Goyeneche of the New Orleans Metropolitan Crime Commission is worried about public safety. For a couple of reasons.
The fact that 200 officers have been working trying to find this means that their other responsibilities have suffered.
And of course, some of the escapees were being held on suspicion of committing violent crimes. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This is ABC News.